That is Jameson Ross and his tune Epiphany there on WPKN in Bridgeport, 89.5 FM. It's 2:02, and because of your generous support, I can bring you interviews like the one I am about to do right now. So let me welcome to WPKN Jameson Ross. Jameson, how are you?
How you doing? How you doing? It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad you're here. And where are you?
I'm actually headed to Raleigh, North Carolina. Last night we kicked off Keep On Summer Tour in Atlanta, Georgia. And so tonight we're in Raleigh and we're headed to New York City soon.
Wow, when is that? Because I know our listeners would want to know that.
New York City, we will be at the Jazz Standard on August 8th and 9th.
Right.
Two shows per night. It's going to be a fun time.
And guess what? I have tickets to give away for that show.
Ooh, I like that.
So we'll do that. We won't take your time up, but after we finish the interview, I'm going to give away some tickets. So that's wonderful. So, I want...
Dad was a singer. My whole family sings. And so that's something that I never took any private lessons or instruction to do. It's just something that is a gift that's been given to me. And I did go to college, though, and achieve my master's and my bachelor's, but it was all up under drum set performance, jazz drum set. So my understanding of music is coming from a different instrument, but my love for music is coming for every instrument that I have the ability to use.
And how did you decide New Orleans versus living in New York City?
Well, I was touring at the time, and I had made some strides in my career that were, what you wish to have. When you move to New York, you wish to gain those opportunities. Well, I was one of the lucky ones that actually already had those opportunities. I was working with the great singer, Carmen Lundy. And basically, I got a free master's degree. It was a master's degree in New Orleans to get my master's, and I was touring at the same time. They allowed me to tour while in school. And so that pretty much changed the shape of what I was doing and me coming to New York. I didn't necessarily have to. I also got married at the time. So me and my wife, we've been together for eight years. And so it's been a great decision for me because I've been able to also develop my career just as the same as if I was in New York City.
You know, I have to say that New Orleans is amazing. And I'm thrilled that you're there because, I mean, it is, to me, in a way, the jazz epicenter, even though, of course, New York City really is that place.
Yeah, New York is. New York is what I call the land of opportunity and creativity with jazz. But when it comes to the soul and the heart of the music, man, New Orleans is 100% the place. It's even more progressive now than it used to be. Most people consider New Orleans being the traditional scene, being a very traditional kind of like trad jazz, traditional jazz. But actually, it's very, very progressive now because there's not just the jazz scene. You have like the funk scene, the New Orleans R&B scene. You have a very progressive musical culture there. New York, what I think represents is the edge and the lifestyle of the music, the progression of creativity, not just in jazz, but just with the art form of improvisation, And so for me, being a musician that has traveled the world, and most people didn't even know where I lived at. Most people don't like to say that I'm from New Orleans because for a while, you didn't know whether I lived in New York, Florida, New Orleans. You didn't really know. And so that's kind of how it is sometimes unless you read about me. If you read about me, you think I was in New York. If you don't read about me, I say that.
I mean, that was my original thought, because particularly young the musicians that are very successfully marrying kind of modern music with jazz and coming up with kind of a, the person that comes to mind every time I say this is like Robert Glasper is probably the, the poster child for doing that well. But I just came back from the Newport Jazz Festival and I saw Ghost Note and I saw the Sons of Kemet and I saw, groups that are really stretching jazz. And, I think that's kind of where your head is. That's what I hear.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Most people don't know, but I'm a part of the Snarky Puppy family and too, Snarky Puppy. I won their last record that just came out. And so for me, to be honest with you, it is about that. It's about finding what the music means to you and then completely living in that. That's what Glass has been able to do. That's what Ghost Note has been able to do, Sons of Kermit. I mean, all these bands, what they're doing is they're finding what music resonates to them. We're not 60 years old. So we didn't all grow up listening to Louis Armstrong. We didn't grow up listening to Miles Davis. Not everybody. Some, but a lot of us grew up listening to what was on the radio. And a lot of that was not jazz. Therefore, jazz is a love, but not necessarily a born. And you'll be able to see my heart, my story, who I am as a husband, father, as a friend, as a brother, through the music, you know? And it's a beautiful time. That's what, how I like to structure every time I play, you know? It's like a moment in time where we all can feel inspired, affected, and kind of revived a bit, you know, just by the soul in the room.
So we are talking to Jamison Ross. We're so pleased to have you with us. He's going to be at the Jazz Standard on August 8th and 9th. He is both a jazz drummer and a vocalist. And I am so looking forward to your show.
I love it. Am I going to see you there?
You are. How are you coming? And I'm going to give away a ticket, and I'm going to ask that whoever gets it wears a WPKN t-shirt so you know who they are.
I love it. I love it. And I'll call them out when I see them. So I got you.
I love that. All right. Well, listen, say, it sounds like you're traveling, so safe travels.
Yeah, we are traveling. We're on our way to Raleigh tonight. And New York, we'll see you on
the 8th
and the 9th.
And we need to get you to Connecticut.
I would love it.
All
I
right,
love
cool.
It. I got to get there soon, you know?
Very good. Thank you so much, Jamison.